Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
From words to numbers, your large language model is secretly a capable regressor when given in context examples. Authored 2024 by Robert Vakaranu, Vlad Andre Negru, Vasile Susha, M. Serdianu. Abstract. We analyze how well pre-trained large language models, e.g., Llama 2, GPT-4, Claude 3, etc., can do linear and nonlinear regression when given in context examples, without any additional training or gradient updates. Our findings reveal that several large language models, e.g., GPT-4, Claude 3, are able to perform regression tasks with a performance rivaling, or even outperforming, that of traditional supervised methods such as random forest, bagging, or gradient boosting. For example, on the challenging Friedman No. 2 regression dataset, Claude 3 outperforms many supervised methods such as AdaBoost, SVM, random forest, KNN, or gradient boosting. We then investigate how well the performance of large language models scales with the number of in-context exemplars. We borrow from the notion of regret from online learning and empirically show that LLMs are capable of obtaining a sub-linear regret. 1.1. Introduction. Figure 1. Mean absolute error, down-pointing arrow. Comparison between three large language models, LLMs, and four traditional supervised methods for learning a linear regression function with one informative variable out of two. Given only in context examples and without any additional training or gradient updates, pre-trained LLMs such as Claude 3, GPT-4, or DBRX can outperform supervised methods such as random forest or gradient boosting. Similar to previous work Garg et al., 2022, we use synthetic regression datasets. Synthetic regression datasets have the following advantages. I. Algorithmically generated. The data is guaranteed to be generated deterministically by a well-determined and logical formula. This property makes them suitable to use when investigating whether a given model is capable of unraveling the underlying structure of the data. E. Difficulty control. The user has direct access to the difficulty of the synthetic regression problem and can investigate the cases of simple linear regressions of the form y equals x plus b to more difficult problems such as Friedman No. 2, a highly nonlinear function used for benchmarking. Y equals s, x2 1 plus, x2 x3 minus 1 by 2 x4, 2, e, data availability. Lastly, synthetic datasets present the advantage of allowing the user to generate novel data in large, R, quantities. Additionally, it ensures that models are less likely to have been previously exposed to these specific problems. Formally, let DN be a dataset consisting of N input-output examples, DN equals x1, y1, xn, yn, where xi element of RD, with 1 is less than or equal to D is less than or equal to 20 typically. We have yi equals f, xi, where f, rd right-pointing arrow r and yi element of r. We do not put any restrictions on f and study functions ranging from simple linear predictions, i.e., f, x, equals x plus b, to more complex and highly nonlinear functions, e.g., f, x, equals 10x plus sin, 5 pi x, plus cos, 6 pi x. We study how well various models such as LLMs, e.g., GPT-4, traditional supervised models, e.g., random forest, and unsupervised baselines, e.g., random prediction, are capable of predicting yn plus 1 when given access to n input-output examples, i.e., dn, and xn plus 1. Our study shows that pre-trained large language models, LLMs, display a surprisingly good performance on various regression tasks. For example, in Figure 1, without any parameter update, Claude 3 approaches the performance of a linear regression model and largely outperforms other supervised methods such as random forest or gradient boosting on a randomly generated linear regression dataset, with one informative variable out of two. 2. Experimental setup. We describe the models and the datasets we use in our experiments below. 2.1. Datasets. We experiment with three types of datasets. 1. Linear regression. 2. Nonlinear regression. And 3. Regression datasets with non-numerical inputs. We describe each below. 2.1.1 linear regression datasets. We experiment with linear regression tasks of the form y equals wx plus b, where w, x element of rd, b element of r, and y element of r, with 1 is less than or equal to d is less than or equal to 20. We vary both d, the dimension of the input x, and the number of informative variables, i.e., the number of non-zero elements in w. When generating a dataset, we sample the input x from n, 0, 1. We sample the weight vector w from uniform, 0, 100. 2. 2.1.2 nonlinear regression datasets. Example, Friedman number 1 is defined as follows. Y, x, equals 10 asterisk operator sin, x0 by 1 pi, plus 20, x2 minus 0.5, 2 plus 10 by 3 plus 5 by 4 plus e asterisk operator n, 0, 1, where y element of r, x tilde operator uniform, 0, 1, d and e element of r. We have 5 is less than or equal to d. When d greater than 5, the extra dimensions are ignored for the computation of y. While we create these datasets with different random seeds, resulting in different DN, making a particular DN very unlikely to have been seen by the LLMs during training, it is still possible that they have seen different DN originating from the same generator function f. In an attempt to mitigate this risk, we created 4 new nonlinear datasets. We describe them in the appendix B. For example, one of these functions is y, x, equals 10x plus sin, 5 pi x, plus cos, 6 pi x, where x tilde operator uniform, 0, 1, to supplement the nonlinear regression datasets and following Garg et al. 2022, we create datasets using randomly initialized neural networks. We explore the outputs of two types of neural networks. 1, a sequence of simple linear layers with ReLU nonlinearity in between, and 2, the output of a randomly initialized transformer encoder block. 2.1.3 regression with non-numerical inputs. To further investigate whether the models are able to learn abstract tasks beyond those subsumed by numerical regression, Razaghi et al. 2022, we design the following tasks. We randomly map symbols, i.e., characters, to numbers, e.g., a right-pointing arrow 1. We then randomly sample a subset of these symbols in order to keep the context size manageable and to not need a large number of examples. We map the symbols to a numerical value by sampling a weight vector w element of rd and doing a dot product between it and the corresponding values of each symbol. We use lowercase ASCII letters as our symbols, i.e., a, z. We randomly sample 5 symbols which will serve as our vocabulary. We include the pseudocode in Appendix B.11, 2.2. Models. We experiment with 3 types of models. 1. Large language models such as GPT-4. 2. Supervised models such as random forest, and 3. Heuristic-based unsupervised models such as random sampling. All models have access to the same train data and are evaluated on the same test partition. They have access to an input dataset DN and are asked to predict the YN plus 1 corresponding to the XN plus 1. The train partition is used for in-context exemplars for LLMs and supervised training for supervised methods. Due to budget constraints and the context size limitations of the LLMs, we round input values to 2 decimal places. 3. We repeat each experiment with different random seeds. LLMs. We use a total of 12 large language models, LLMs, both open and private. Specifically, we use Mistral 7B, Mixtral 8x7B, Code Llama 70B, Llama 270B, Yi 34B, DBRX, Weights Available, and ChatGPT, GPT-4, OpenAI, and Claude 3 Opus, Claude 3 Sonnet, Anthropic, Gemini Pro, Google, and Mistral Medium, Mistral, weights not available. The models we use cover a wide range of parameters, from 7B or less, Mistral, to 132B or more, DBRX. 4 unless otherwise specified, we interact with the models only through prompting and in-context exemplars. We use the same prompt for all models and do not do any prompt tuning. The prompt is of the form feature 1. Less than number greater than n feature 2. Less than number greater than n output. Less than number greater than. In context exemplars are separated with 2 new lines, n, n. For the test example, the model is asked to predict the number corresponding to the output variable. We observe that some models tend to provide additional explanations before outputting the final number. To prevent this behavior, we add an additional text in the beginning, instructing the 3. We provide extra experiments without rounding in Appendix L to show that the strong results we observed are not an artifact of rounding. 4. Since the number of parameters for some models is not disclosed, it is possible that certain closed models may have fewer than 7b or more than 132b parameters. A. Informative variables. 1. Total variables. 3. B. Informative variables. 2. Total variables. 2. Figure 2. The performance, as measured by the mean absolute error, down-pointing arrow, across large language models, LLM, traditional supervised models and unsupervised models on two different random regression tasks. A. Sparse linear regression, where only one out of a total of three variables is informative, and B. Linear regression with two informative variables. The results are averages with 95% confidence intervals from 100 runs with varied random seeds. All LLMs perform better than the unsupervised models, suggesting a more sophisticated underlying mechanism at play in ICL. Furthermore, some LLMs, e.g., Claude 3, even outperform traditional supervised methods such as random forest or gradient boosting. LLM to only output the number. We give a complete example in Appendix C 1.1. Additionally, we analyze the explanations provided by the models in Appendix J, finding that there is sometimes a discrepancy between the rationale given for their predictions and the actual predicted values unless otherwise specified. We use a temperature of zero. Supervised baselines. We use a total of 10 traditional supervised models, available in most statistical learning packages. We use linear regression, 4 versions, no regularization, ridge regularization, and lasso regularization, no regularization and with polynomial features, multilayer perceptron, 6 versions, 3 versions with different widths, Hornick et al., 1989, and 3 versions with different depths, random forest, bagging, gradient boosting, adaboost, SVM, KNN, kernel ridge, and splines. Similar to the LLM case, we do not tune any hyperparameters and use the defaults available in sklearn. It is important to note that these supervised baselines are very strong. 1. Many of them are the results of algorithms specifically designed for regression, e.g., splines. 2. All perform parameter updates, unlike an LLM with ICL. And 3. The default hyperparameters, as set in widely used statistical packages, have been refined over time to offer reliable and generally strong performance across a variety of scenarios. Unsupervised baselines. In order to contextualize the performance of the LLMs and to evaluate their effectiveness relative to basic heuristics, we incorporated the following series of heuristic-based unsupervised baseline. 1. Average. Predicts the next value, yn plus 1, as the mean of all preceding outcomes. Yn plus 1 equals 1 nn ary summation ni equals 1 yi. 2. Last. Uses the most recent tuple, xn, yn, for prediction, such that yn plus 1 equals yn. 3. Random. Predicts yn plus 1 by randomly selecting from the set of prior observations, y1. Yn, the final prediction is thus yn plus 1 equals sample, y1. Yn, additional details on the models are provided in Appendix C. We include results with additional models, such as the latest release of GPT-4, GPT-4-20240409, or Mixtral Mixture of Experts 8x22b in the Appendix F, where we present the average rank obtained by each model. Our first experiment intends to capture how well LLMs can do linear regression when given only in context examples. To this end, we experiment with 4 different types of regression problems, varying the number of total variables and the number of informative variables. We provide a total of 50 tuples D50 equals x, y, I equals 1. 50, as in context exemplars in. Ask the model to generate Y51, corresponding to X51. We repeat the experiments with 100 different random seeds and present the average in 95% confidence intervals. We present two bars plots in figure 2, corresponding to two different datasets. 1. A dataset consisting of 3 variables, with a single informative variable, regression ni 1/3, and 2. One dataset containing 2 random variables, where both variables are informative, regression ni 2/2. For LLMs, we selected Claude 3 Opus, Claude 3, GPT-4, and Gemini Pro, as they are the flagship closed-source models currently available, and Mixtral 8x7b, Mixtral, Llama 270b, Llama 2, Yi 34b, Yi, and DBRX, as the flagship open-weights models. Traditional supervised models in our analysis included linear regression, LR, multi-layer perceptron, MLP, random forests, RF, and gradient boosting, GB. Additionally, we include a fifth supervised method, the one resulting in the best performance. 5. We would like to remark that this is a very strong baseline, as it highlights the best performance obtainable with hindsight information. For the unsupervised baselines, we included I, average, and E, random sampling. We draw the following observations from this experiment. First, LLMs, when given in context examples of input-output pairs, exhibit a, perhaps surprisingly, good overall performance. When compared with unsupervised baselines, the large language models always outperform them, indicating that the underlying mechanism at play is more sophisticated than such simple heuristics. Second, we remark that LLMs in some cases outperform even supervised methods. For example, for the regression task with one informative variable out of a total of 3, regression NE 1/3, Claude 3 ranks 3 out of a total number of 31 models, only slightly behind linear regression and linear regression plus poly. For example, when averaging the mean absolute error across all runs, Claude 3 obtains 0.14, while linear regression obtains 0.12. It largely outperforms other supervised methods such as random forest or gradient boosting, even though no gradient updates were performed, nor it was specifically designed for linear regression. 6. Lastly, we remark that this strong performance is not only specific to the current closed-source flagship models. For example, Mixtral outperforms supervised methods such as random forest or gradient boosting on the regression NE 2/2 dataset. Overall, these results reveal that large language models, whether closed-source, e.g., Claude 3, GPT-4, or open weights, e.g., DBRX, Mixtral 8x7B, are capable of performing linear regression tasks using in-context exemplars composed of X, Y pairs, all without the necessity for gradient updates. While the performance across these models varies, it consistently outperforms that of unsupervised baselines, suggesting that the underlying mechanism at play is more sophisticated than these simple heuristics. Moreover, specific LLMs, e.g., Claude 3, GPT-4, consistently exceed the performance of strong supervised baselines such as random forests, gradient boosting, or KNN. 4. Large language models can do nonlinear regression. We extend our previous analysis to nonlinear regression problems. 4.1. Friedman benchmarks. We use the three synthetic regression benchmarks introduced by Friedman, 1991. Below, we provide the definition of the Friedman No. 2 dataset, with complete definitions for all datasets available in Appendix B, where E represents noise added to the system, modeled as a Gaussian distribution N, 0, 1, and the variables X1, X2, X3, and X4 are drawn from uniform distributions as follows. X1 tilde operator U, 0, 100, X2 tilde operator U, 40 pi, 560 pi, X3 tilde operator U, 0, 1, and X4 tilde operator U, 1, 11. Our findings for the Friedman No. 1, No. 2, and No. 3 benchmarks are presented in Figure 4. The selection of methods follows to the same procedure used in Section 3. 3 leading closed-source LLMs, 4 leading open-weights LLMs, and 5 conventional supervised models, including the best-performing model and 2 unsupervised baselines. We remark that the strong performance of LLMs persists in the nonlinear case as well. For example, Claude 3 outperforms all but the linear regression with polynomial features, LR plus poly, on Friedman No. 2. 4.2 New regression datasets. Figure 5. An example of one of our new nonlinear regression functions. The function was designed to mimic a linear trend with oscillations, in an effort to mitigate the potential familiarity of models with pre-existing datasets encountered during their pre-training phase. We experiment with 2 new nonlinear regression datasets which are unlikely to have been part of the pre-training phase. Our methodology is as follows. Our first novel dataset, called Original No. 1, plotted in Figure 5, is created to resemble a line with oscillations. Y equals 10x plus sin, 5 pi x, plus cos, 6 pi x, 2, where x tilde operator u, 0, 100. For the next dataset, called Original No. 2, we draw inspiration from the datasets introduced by Friedman, but we modify the domain of x and change the operands, e.g., 2 right-pointing arrow 4. We provide an example below. It is important to underscore that the primary goal of these novel datasets is not to construct inherently difficult challenges for the LLMs, but rather to minimize the probability of evaluating them on datasets they could have already seen during their training phase. We provide additional details on these datasets in Appendix B, along with additional datasets for an in-depth analysis of potential data contamination concerns, including additional experiments conducted to address these issues, refer to Appendix N. 4.3. Discussion. We summarize all our results in the form of a heat map in Figure 6. For each dataset, we record the relative rank of each method with respect to all the others. For example, Claude 3 Opus performs the best on original 1, rank equals 1. We structure our results in three blocks. 1. LLMs, left, 2. Traditional supervised methods, middle, and 3. Unsupervised methods, right. We make the following observations. First, on original 1, see Figure 5, LLMs largely outperform traditional supervised methods. Remarkably, 8 out of the 10 highest-ranking methods in this context are LLMs. This strong performance on this dataset is exhibited by both private and open weights models. For example, DBRX outperforms all traditional supervised methods, despite no gradient update. Second, we remark that the LLMs show a strong performance on all datasets introduced by Friedman, Friedman No. 1, Friedman No. 2, Friedman No. 3, and on all datasets introduced by us, original No. 1, original No. 2. Overall, our results show that LLMs with ICL are capable of performing nonlinear regression. For example, Claude 3 Opus outperforms gradient boosting and KNN on all 5 datasets. We present extended results, encompassing a wider array of models and datasets. In Appendix E, we observed that LLMs struggle on the datasets generated with randomly initialized neural networks, e.g., Simple NN No. 1, Transformer No. 1, although they remain, generally, better than the unsupervised methods. Due to space constraints, we included in Appendix K an analysis of the performance of LLMs on non-numerical regression datasets. We found that even in this regime, LLMs outperform the unsupervised baselines. 5. How fast do large language models adapt? Following the surprising results that LLMs are capable of doing regression, when given the training data in their context in the form of in-context exemplars, we investigate next how their predictions improve with the number of examples given. Specifically, we empirically analyze whether the performance of the LLMs approaches that of the best possible fixed strategy over time. Borrowing from the online learning community, we empirically analyze how the cumulative regret, i.e., cumulative loss, grows with respect to the time step, number of examples in context, or Abona, 2019. Ideally, a good model should, over time, approach the quality of decisions that the best fixed strategy, informed by hindsight, would have made. In other words, the cumulative regret should, ideally, grow sublinearly over time. To empirically estimate how the regret grows, we fit three curves. 1. Linear fit. Asterisk operator x plus b. 2. SQRT fit. Asterisk operator SQRT x plus b and 3. Log fit. Asterisk operator log x plus b. 7. We then use the R2 coefficient to determine which curve fit is better. We show two qualitative plots in Figure 7. We summarize the results in Table 1, recording the curve fit with the highest R2 coefficient for each model. Since simply picking the best curve fit according to the R2 score might tell an incomplete story, we include additional plots in Appendix G, covering multiple models and all 7 datasets. We draw the following observations. First, the performance of large language models improves with the number of examples, suggesting the mechanism at play is capable of effectively leveraging more data. Second, we remark that very capable LLMs, such as Claude 3 or GPT-4, can obtain sublinear regret, meaning that the predictions made by the LLM approach the quality of decisions that the best algorithm would have made, leading to near-optimal performance in the long run. We remark that there are differences between our empirical analysis and online learning. Firstly, while online learning often focuses on establishing theoretical regret bounds, our approach is empirical. We only empirically show that the regret of certain LLMs grows sublinearly by using curve fitting in R2. To address potential concerns of overfitting and enhance the robustness of our empirical findings, we repeated the experiment 3 times and averaged the cumulative regret. Second, our results are only for finite, and relatively small, time steps, diverging from the online learning norm of analyzing behavior as t approaches infinity. To provide further evidence that the results are not an artifact of small t, we performed the following experiment. We used GPT-4 and recorded its performance across multiple training dataset sizes, ranging from 20 to 500. We have observed that the performance of GPT-4 continues to improve as the number of in-context exemplars increases, suggesting that our results are not an artifact of limited time steps. We include the associated plots in Appendix O, preprint. A version of this work is under review. Following the empirical evidence that LLMs are very capable regressors, despite not being trained for it, we hypothesize that very capable LLMs emerge from their training as very good online meta-learners. Finn et al., 2019. Merchandani et al., 2023. 6. Related work. The in-context learning capability of large language models has garnered significant attention. Brown et al., 2020. How this capability emerges during a standard next token prediction pre-training and how it operates is still up for debate. A substantial body of research is dedicated to exploring the parallels between in-context learning mechanisms and traditional algorithms like gradient descent. Aki Diarasis Urich et al., 2023. Von Oswald et al., 2022. Dai et al., 2023. An et al., 2023. Cheng et al., 2023. Mahankali et al., 2024. Vladimirov et al., 2024. For example, Aki Diarasis Urich et al., 2023, and Von Oswald et al., 2022, prove that transformers could theoretically implement gradient descent. Bai et al., 2023, shows that the transformer architecture can implement more complex in-context learning procedures involving algorithm selection. Cheng et al., 2023, argue that nonlinear transformers learn to implement gradient descent in function spaces. Von Oswald et al., 2023, suggests that performance of transformer-based models may be due to an architectural bias towards MESA optimization. Nonetheless, the extent to which pre-trained transformers actually implement gradient descent when given in-context examples remains a topic of debate. Nathan et al., 2023. Shen et al., 2023. Other lines of work investigate the convergence of in-context learning. Wise et al., 2023. Huang et al., 2023. Li et al., 2024, analyzes the training dynamics of transformers with nonlinear attention and nonlinear MLP, expanding upon previous work which considered simpler transformer-based architectures. Huang et al., 2023. Tian et al., 2023. However, for natural language tasks such as sentiment analysis, it is unclear how much learning occurs within context examples. Min et al., 2022. Pan et al., 2023. Kassin et al., 2024. For example, Min et al., 2022, shows that GPT-3 retains a strong performance even when the labels of the in-context exemplars are random. On the other hand, recent work, Hendel et al., 2023, Liu et al., 2023, investigated how in-context learning creates task vectors, which can then be applied to produce the output. Another question investigated in recent work is where does the in-context learning, ICL, emerges from. Chan et al., 2022. Xie et al., 2022, Han et al., 2023. For example, Chan et al., 2022, shows that in-context learning appears when the training data has particular properties. Xie et al., 2022, analyzes in-context learning through a small-scale synthetic dataset, GINC. Han et al., 2023, identified a subset of the pre-training data that supports in-context learning, showing how continuing pre-training on this subset increases the model's ICL abilities. Another line of research, which is close to our work, is that of investigating what types of functions can be learned through in-context learning. Garg et al., 2022, Zhang et al., 2023, Xing et al., 2024. Notably, all these works do not use pre-trained LLMs, but specifically train a transformer for the task. Garg et al., 2022, shows empirically that standard transformers can be trained from scratch to perform in-context learning of linear functions. That is, they, Guo et al., 2024, investigates more complex function classes. Wei et al., 2023, shows that larger language models are able to overcome their semantic priors when shown input label mappings. Zhang et al., 2023, train transformers with a single linear self-attention layer to in-context learn linear regression tasks, showing that transformers are capable of obtaining a performance competitive with the best linear predictor. Bhattamishra et al., 2024, experiment with training various models to in-context learn Boolean functions. Although not the main focus of their work, they also experiment with pre-trained models such as Llama 2 and GPT-4, showing that they obtain a performance similar to nearest neighbor baselines for Boolean functions. Different from previous work, we investigate how pre-trained models, such as GPT-4 or Claude 3, without any gradient updates, can learn various linear and nonlinear function classes when given examples in context and thoroughly compare them against multiple traditional supervised methods, Ruppert, 2004, such as gradient boosting, Shapir, 1989, Friedman, 2001, or random forests, Bryman, 2001. 7. Conclusion. In this paper, we examine the extent to which large language models such as Claude 3, GPT-4, or DBRX are capable of performing the task of regression when given input-output pairs as in context examples, without any gradient updates. We showed that large language models are capable of doing both linear and nonlinear regression, with performance rivaling that of supervised methods such as linear regression or gradient boosting. We then analyzed how their performance approaches that of the best possible fixed strategy as the number of in-context examples grows, showing how very capable models such as Claude 3 Opus or GPT-4 are capable of approaching the quality of decisions that the best algorithm in hindsight would have made. Our results demonstrate that large language models are capable of doing regression when given in-context examples of input-output pairs, despite not being explicitly trained to do so. We leave the exploration of augmenting ILM's training with synthetic regression and math datasets, during either pre-training or fine-tuning, to future work. We release our code and results at https://github.com/robertdvacaranu/llm4regression. Acknowledgements. This work was partially supported by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, under the ASKEM and Habitus programs. Mihai Sirdianu declares a financial interest in LUM.AI. This interest has been properly disclosed to the University of Arizona Institutional Review Committee and is managed in accordance with its conflict of interest policies. 8. Ethics statement. In this work, we explored the extent to which large language models, LLMs, are able to perform regression tasks. We did not perform any additional training. We do not envision any negative impact of our results. 9. Limitation. Address this, we also included leading open weight models in our analysis, though we note that their performance is generally behind that of private models. Additionally, we release our intermediate results. Third, the issue of data contamination poses a challenge, given the opaque nature of training datasets for many LLMs. We have taken several steps to mitigate this risk. Our analysis spans multiple LLMs, reducing the likelihood of all models being contaminated in the same way. We evaluated models with multiple random seeds on newly introduced datasets, alongside known ones like Friedman No. 1. In this way, we diminish the chance that these models have been directly exposed to the exact datasets during training. We included results with Falcon 40B, whose training data is publicly available. Please see Appendix N for more details. We acknowledge that these measures do not eliminate the potential for data contamination entirely. Fourth, while we showed empirical evidence that large language models are capable to perform regression tasks, we did not provide theoretical explanations to support these observations. References: OpenAI Josh Achiam, Stephen Adler, Sandini Agarwal, and Lama Ahmad et al. GPT-4 Technical Report, 2023, URL https://api.semanticscholar.org/corpus@:257532815. Kwangjun An, Shang Cheng, Hadi Dineshmand, and Suvreet Shra. Transformers Learn to Implement Preconditioned Gradient Descent for In-Context Learning. In 37th Conference on Neural Information Processing Systems, 2023. URL https://openreview.net/forum. it=LZNIAXEI9.01. AI, Alex Young, Bei Chen, Chao Li, Chengdin Huang, Zhe Zhang, and Guanwei Zhang et al. Yi. Open Foundation Models by 01.AI, 2024. Ekin Aki Dieresis Urich, Dale Shurmans, Jacob Andreas, Tungyu Ma, and Denny Zhou. What Learning Algorithm is in Context Learning? Investigations with Linear Models, in the 11th International Conference on Learning Representations, 2023. URL https://openreview.net/forum. it=0g0x4h8e4i. Ebtesim Almazrouei, Hamza Alabadli, Abdulaziz Alshamsi, Alessandro Capelli, Ruxandra Aimee Kojokaru, Daniel Heslow, Julian Lani, Quentin Malatic, Daniele Matsoda, Badreddin Noon, Baptiste Panier, and Guilherme Pinedo. The Falcon series of open language models. Archive, ABS, 2311.16867, 2023. URL https://abi. semanticscholar.org/corpusid:265466629. Anthropic, the Claude 3 model family, Opus, Sonnet, Haiku. URL https://abi. semanticscholar.org/corpusid:268232499. Yu Bai, Fan Chen, Huan Wang, Kaiming Shang, and Song Mei. Transformers as Statisticians. Provable in-context learning with in-context algorithm selection. In workshop on efficient systems for foundation models at ICML 2023, 2023. URL https://openreview.net/forum. It equals VLCG5 Keki, Yoav Benjamini and Yosef Hochberg. Controlling the False Discovery Rate. A Practical and Powerful Approach to Multiple Testing. Journal of the Royal Statistical Society. Series B. Methodological, 57, 1, 289-300, 1995. ISSN 0035926. URL http://www.jstor.org/stable, 2,346,101. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.